お聞きの放送は SBS ラジオの日本語放送です。
皆さんこんにちは。 SBS 日本語放送の大場由美です。このポッドキャストは SBS ワールドニュースでおなじみのアナウンサージニース・ピーターソンと発音を学ぶ SBS Learn English のスピンオフ企画 Learn English ミニポッドです。各エピソードでは学習者がよく直面する課題を説明し、それに沿って練習できるよう楽しいエクササイズもあります。エピソードは英語なのでリスニングの練習にもなります。第2回目はシューズにあるシュ、そしてチューズにあるチュの発音です。それでは始めましょう。
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?Sometimes I wish animals could talk, so we could ask them questions like this. Hi, I'm Janice Peterson from SBS World News, and this lesson will help you improve your pronunciation so you can feel confident talking to people. Maybe not animals, but today we don't have to worry about our pets. We're going to learn about the sh sound in shoes and the ch sound in choose. Sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference between the two sounds. But don't worry, we're going to work on it together. Let's start by comparing these sounds using some words you hear every day. The sh sound in shoes can be heard in ship, shop,sheep and shin. When you add the t sound to the start of the sh sound, you get ch in chew, chip, chop, cheap and chin. These sounds take practice to pronounce because they're so similarAnd also because they're both made by lightly putting your teeth together with the sides of your tongue against your back teeth. Pretend to tell someone to be quiet and push air along your tongue towards the sharp edge of your front teeth so that the air leaves your mouth. Shh. Try repeating the words with the sh sound with me.Shoe, ship, shop. We're making some good progress. Now to make the ch sound in choose. Push the air along your tongue, but don't release it from your mouth. Ch, choose.Choose. Let's try saying it together with these words. Chew, chip, chop. You might have noticed that both the sh and ch sounds are unvoiced. This meansThere'll be no vibrations if you put your hand on your neck when you say them. I think we're ready. Let's try these sounds out in the tongue twister. If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? Who's ready to give it a go?
We are students from Catholic Care Victoria.
Okay, learners from Catholic Care Victoria, let me hear you.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Our tongues got twisted on that one. Think about trying it out next time you see a dog. Maybe they understand more than they let us know. You can go to sbs.com.au sbs.com.au/learnenglish to find the tongue twister and transcript for this episode. That's it for this lesson.
ジェニース・ピーターソンと発音を学ぶ Learn English ミニポッドでした。このポッドキャストのスクリプトは SBS 日本語放送のウェブサイトからどうぞ。sbs.com.au/japanese です。
SBS 日本語放送の Facebook ページで会話に加わってください。Like、いいねを押してご意見ご感想をお寄せください。